evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference call. We've got a fantastic call lined up for you guys tonight. Speakers, I'm really looking forward to hearing and learning from myself. Before we get started, just want to give a quick reminder to everyone on tonight's call about our really exciting Moore Success Team, our family team retreat that we're having this summer, July 24th through the 26th at the world-class, world-famous Gaylord Texan Resort there in North Texas, actually in Grapevine, Texas. It's really conveniently located from DFW Airport, but this is going to be a phenomenal learning and bonding experience. We're going to get the training from the best of the best on the Moore Success Team. Hear from outstanding training. Going to be a whole lot of fun. But, guys, you need to go and get registered tonight at moresuccessteam.com. Go to moresuccessteam.com. This month, go along with the phenomenal promotion that the company is providing for 3 and the 15. To get all those associates promoted to senior associate on your teams and your organizations. Well, we want all those new senior associates and all those new recruits that are going to be brought into your organizations over the next few weeks to be able to attend our team retreat as well at the Gaylord. So for all new recruits, all new associates on your teams, and anyone still in their Fast Start qualification window, they can attend our team retreat for only $79. So all new recruits and anyone still in their Fast Start window, if they sign up for our team retreat this week or by the end of the month, they can attend for only $79. So what a better way to get those new people involved, get them plugged in, and get their business jump-started in the right way, learning from the best of the best, and be able to forge those relationships. And I know the last time we did an event down at the Gaylord, it's been about 10 years ago now, it was truly that bonding experience truly changed the course and direction of my personal Legal Shield business. So I really encourage you all to go to the moresuccessteam.com website and get registered for that event. We're also having a golf scramble. We're going to a Texas Rangers baseball game. And you can take care of all that right there online. So add on our team website. So I know I'm really fired up about it. The things we have prepared for you guys, it's going to be first class. It's going to be high quality, high energy, high team building, time team bonding. We don't need to procrastinate. You need to make the commitment to go ahead and get registered for that event as soon as possible. And with that, let's go right on out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a platinum executive director, a millionaire club member, a six-figure income earner. But most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
Yes, I am, Jeremy. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
All right, Jeremy. I'm also very excited about the retreat. It is it's going to be one of the biggest events that we do each and every year from now on, and very, very excited. If you want to meet your upline, if you want to see who your executive directors and leadership is on our Moore Success Team, then you just simply need to plug in to that event. But I want to remind everyone that tonight's call is being recorded and will be available on our moresuccessteam.com website. So if you have someone that couldn't make the call tonight, you can always send them to that. And you can, of course, if you hear something that you want to hear over and over again, you can go to the website and listen to it as much and often as you want. Those calls are on there for several years past. So if you're either in the group marketing arena, where we do our special group call once each month, first Monday of every month, you can go back and listen to those. Or if you have a special speaker that you want to hear over and over again, you can simply go back and plug into those and share those with your team. But, you know, Jeremy, I can't wait to hear from tonight's special guest speaker. So to introduce him, I'm going to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member, a Platinum 5 executive director, a $500,000 ring earner, and, of course, the leader of our Moore Success Team now for over 30 years, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Can you hear me, Randy?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
You know, Randy, to add to what Jeremy said a while ago, I don't want anybody to forget if they recruit as many as 3 people this month and if they place people that counts, that their name's dropped in a hat, and somebody will be the lucky recipient of Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night at that beautiful, beautiful hotel, compliments of us. So get out there. If you just got one recruit, you can get two more. By the end of the month, you can have your three in there. Someone's going to receive that great, great deal, Randy. So if you already paid, we won't refund your money, but I tell you what we will do. We'll go ahead and give you the nights so that you can give it to your organization, run a contest or something of that nature to help them out. So saying that, Randy, I'm really excited about tonight's speaker. I'm going to tell you what, an energetic young man, a real team player, part-time in Legal Shield, but a full-time parent of 11, bronze executive director, one of the top recruiters on our team, and as far as that goes, one of the top recruiters in the company. He and his wife are fixing to go to Jamaica. Jamaica, and his wife drives a BMW, compliments of Legal Shield. He's always in the Power 20, and in fact, he broke two new Power 20 just last month in his organization. So he's in six consistently in the Performers Club in Power 20. So it's my privilege and my honor to introduce you tonight, Mr. Damian Schieber. Damian, welcome to the call.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moore. It is an incredible honor and a privilege to be able to address the whole team. Thank you to you, sir, and to Randy Moore and to Jeremy Moore for all that you do for the team. And especially for me personally, I wouldn't be where I am. In fact, none of us would be where we are without the efforts that you've put in over the years, but I know I wouldn't be where I am personally without the time you've taken to invest in me and my wife, and we are so appreciative. Thank you so much, sir. To get started tonight, Mr. Moore mentioned that we broke two new Power 20s last month, and I'm excited to introduce them to the team, and I want to give them just a couple of minutes to share their stories with you and their whys, because some of you might find it inspirational. But the very first Power 20 we broke last month was Mr. John Walker, and we had, he has a strong reason why he'll share with you in a second, but, John just got started in the business really not too long ago, last September, and he made it to the manager level in just a few months. Brand new Power 20 on the team last month, and probably more important than any of that, he's a brand new father. He's been a father for about, 4 or 5 days, something like that, or actually maybe only 3 or 4 days. So, Mr. John Walker, are you on the call?
I am.
Well, if you could tell us a little bit about your why and the drive and what's been going on with you, and if you take just about 2 minutes to do that, we'd love to hear from you.
All right, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to be able to share my story here real quick. Like Mr. Schieber said, I got a brand new beautiful daughter as of last Thursday. When I first started Legal Shield, I just wanted to make that extra few $100 a month to pay for the truck payment. But last fall I found out my wife was pregnant, we're going to have a baby, and, we decided that we didn't want her to have to go back to work and send our baby to daycare or whatnot. We prefer her to stay home and be able to raise our child and not have someone else raise it for us. I went to work real hard. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I went to work real hard, for the first few months, and, got some key people in places on my team, and, the overrides kind of started flowing in. I believe in team building a lot now just from the power of it that I've seen over the last few months. Last month, I did just enough to get the Performance Club. It was a slow month for me. But I had the best month in Legal Shield. If last month continues on, it basically would replace my wife's income. So I'm excited about Legal Shield.
Well, cool deal. Appreciate that. And then the newest Power 20s on the team, David and Terry Green, and here's funny story I'll tell real quick, but Dave and Terry are literally my next door neighbors. Like, if I look out my window, I'm looking at their house, right? And I lived next door to them for a couple of years and never said hi to Terry. I said hi to Dave once, literally. And it's because I needed his help to jump my car. But never said anything to each other. But here's what happened is I recruited my accountant. And about a month and a half later, he gave me a number and said, these people need the membership, give them a call. And so I gave them a call. And as we're setting up the appointment, Terry agreed to meet with me. I said, okay, great, what's your address? She goes, 9595 Patina. I said, Patina? like our kids play together, but we had never said hi. So I'm like, Katina, are you Davey's mom? And she goes, are you Israel's dad? And I said, well, I walk over and introduce myself. And, you know, it's so funny because they're some of my best friends today. I'm constantly over at their house, constantly raiding their pantry and their fridge and things like that. You know, so just more, it's probably a good thing I didn't stop by when I was in Ada. I would have cleaned out your fridge. But it's just the way I roll, right? I'm that person. But, you know, they've got an incredibly powerful why, and they're just carrying it up. So proud of these guys. And David and Terry, are you on the call?
Yes, we are.
All right. If you could share, you know, just take a minute or two and share your why and how the business is working for you.
All right. I just wanted to comment, any of you that know Damien, it seems very hard to believe now that I know him that we went 2 years without knowing each other because he likes to talk and talks to everybody and very outgoing, so I find that kind of comical. And my husband said to him, when I told my husband about the opportunity and that I thought we should do it, he was like, dude, we've lived next to you for 2 years. Why did you never tell us about this before? So don't ever prejudge. I know we all know that. Anyway, my husband and I started our own company about 14 years ago, I think it was. And, you know, we have customers and employees, and we've been trying to find something to take that over so that we don't have to do it any longer. The economy's changed. That took a toll on us. You know, we thought going away from being an employee from another employer, being our own boss, you know, it's great, but that's a lot of hard work, as most of you know. And Legal Shield we found to be amazing. I mean, no overhead, great support, great compensation, obviously. I've worked at home for the past 6 years, but I'm still working nonstop and rarely come out of the office, and I want to be able to be more of a parent. So our why was because we wanted to be able to be, you know, full-time parents like a lot of people and not have all the overhead of and hassles of employees and payroll and all of that. So, yeah, we're very excited. We've been in it 7 months now, Performance Club, all 7 months, just became senior associate, I believe, April 1st and Power 20. So when we first started, we wanted to do that 5-point a month thing. And now we've definitely decided we've got a 1-year plan, and then we're going to be doing Legal Shield full time. So, thank you.
Cool deal. So appreciative of everything they've done, and you know, I share those power. You know, two new Power 20s. I am so excited, and I share those stories, not because, you know, not because I want to brag. Although it feels pretty good to brag on them because of what they've done, not because of anything I've done, but because I want you to know success is. It's right around the corner for so many of you. For so many of you, it's literally right around the corner. And it's just a decision away. And tonight what I really want to talk about is having a business mindset when it comes to this business. So many times, you know, the reality is Legal Shield is a different animal than a traditional business in so many ways. And we talk about that often, but in so many ways, it really is just like a traditional business. And I know we had Mr. O'Coin on the call last week, and he talked a little bit about that. But, I want you to understand just a couple of principles when it comes to having a business mindset. And the first thing is this. Everything we do, we need to do with intention, right? Because if we're not doing it with intention, then any success we have is accidental. And it's not too often that you're going to have accidental success, okay? So my team already knows we do everything with intention. I talk about intentional recruiting all the time. But it's not just with intentional recruiting. It's everything. When you're helping someone build a list, we build it with intention. When we're helping someone get started, when we're, you know, when we're making phone calls, when we're, you know, you heard Terry say don't prejudge anyone, and you hear that a lot. Listen to that. When you're making your list, don't prejudge anyone. But if you're working with someone who's making a list, you, of course, are going to prejudge that list. Because I don't have time to sit down with everybody for my new person. I need to be able to intentionally look at that list and say, these are the people I'm going to sit down in front of. And so let me kind of go into this a little bit more for a second. You know, I do this object lesson from time to time, and it might be harder to explain over the phone, but hopefully it'll come across. But we've all seen that object lesson where, you're turning over, you've got a deck of cards, and you're just turning over the cards looking for the aces, right? And listen, kings are great, and queens are great, jacks are great, and they'll produce memberships and different things, okay? But we're looking for the aces, right? And we all know that there are four aces in a deck of cards, right? And when, as soon as we get an ace, what does that do? That ace leads us to another deck of cards, right? And then we start turning over that deck, right? All the cards in that deck, and we're looking for four aces out of 52, one out of every 13, right? But what we want to do is we want to be able to recruit up. Like, you've all seen the exercise where we're all a five on a scale of 1 to 10. All of us on the call, we're fives, okay? And we want to talk to sixes, sevens, eight, nines, and tens, right? And we don't necessarily want to talk to the fours, threes, twos, and ones. Because, listen, if I'm going to get told no, I don't want to be told no by a one. I want to be told no by a ten. Hopefully that makes sense to you. If a one tells me no, I'm like, oh, my gosh, what am I doing? You know, you know. But if a ten tells me no, I'm like, okay, of course, whatever. You know, no big deal, next, right? So we're sitting there, and we're trying to recruit up, and we're flipping over the cards in the deck, okay? But not everyone plays with the same deck of cards. See, sometimes we're led to believe we all play with the same deck of cards. It's not true, right? Because right now we have 52 cards in the deck, 54 if you include the jokers, but there's only one ace out of every 13. But what happens if I get to play with a different deck? What happens if I play with a deck that only has nines through aces, right? And there are eight aces in a 48 deck of cards, and some of you know I'm talking about a pinochle deck, but you understand that some people, that's their sphere of influence. There are no twos through eights in their circle of influence, right? There's only nines through aces. Everyone is a quality prospect. Everyone they know is going to get the membership, even when they're a nine or a ten, right? Some people are going to get in and be a jack or a queen or a king, too, but I want to play in a deck that has only, that has eight aces out of 48 cards. One out of every six is going to be an ace. Okay? But it goes to, how do you size up your prospect? I don't have time. Time is our most fleeting asset, our most fleeting commodity, our most valuable, precious, thing that we have. I don't have time. I've got some big goals, and Mr. Moore invited me to sit at his table at the ED banquet, and I promised him. I told him about our mission. My team is on a mission to create 500 platinum executive directors. Listen, I know the company's been around 40 years, and there's only 25 platinums in the company. I don't care what other people have done, okay? I am on a mission to create 500 platinum executive directors, to set 500 families free. Okay, because we all know that slavery is alive and well in the United States today. It's just economic instead of political. Okay? I want to be able to set 500 families free. Because we all know a platinum executive director with our company is going to be making $250,000 or more a year. Right? But at least $250,000. And in the United States, if you're making $250,000 plus a year, you could pretty much do anything you want. You may not be able to do everything you want, but pretty much anything you want. 500 families free. I don't have time to mess around with people who would waste my time. I'm a business owner. Listen, I know that the Legal Shield opportunity could save a lot of people. I get it. But you know what? There was one man who lived 2,000 years ago who saved everybody. It's not my job to save people. It's my job to build a business, to provide for me and my family, to create a vehicle where we're going to set 500 families free. And I'm a baseball player. I play statistics. There's a reason they bring in left-handed pitchers to face left-handed hitters. I'm that kind of guy. I'm going to play the odds. I'm going to talk to the people that I believe when I size them up, because I'm going to be investing my time, that they're going to give me a return on my investment. See, I'm going to put time into them so I can get time freedom out of them. 500 platinum, 10,000 people in performance clubs. Because I believe, in, you know, I grew up in a broken home. Don't feel bad. I was very loved. Okay, my parents just didn't love each other, right? But I believe that most marriages fall apart over money. And you know what? 10,000 people in performance club means we're going to save 10,000 marriages. I don't have time to deal with someone who is not going to take this seriously. And listen, I may pass up on some good people. I'm okay with that. I don't plan on getting every good person out there. I'm just, when I look at someone, I'm looking at it like a business owner. I'm saying, is this person, do I believe this person is going to give me a return on my investment? The same way that if I ran a traditional business, I'm going to hire someone. I mean, some people run their business like, we're going to hire everyone. You know, that business is going to fail very quickly in the real world, right? In a traditional business, you can't go out and hire everybody. And even when you can only even when you know the number you need to hire, you don't just put in the first, you know, if you need to hire 20 people, you don't put in the first 20 people that show up. This is your business. This is your livelihood. I got to go out and recruit with some intention. Does this person have a sphere of influence? Listen, we all want to talk to our friends and family, and we want to do that for two reasons. Number one, because it's always fun to build with friends and family. And number two, because we all need the practice when we get started, okay? But if you've been around the block for a while, we need to go about with some intention. Is this person going to meet a need on your team right now? Because I think what happens is some people get so caught up in, you know, the idea of making some money that they can't understand why someone else would pass on making some money. Listen, the opportunity is not for everyone. I say it in the briefing and I mean it. The opportunity is not for everybody. The membership certainly is. But you know what? The best thing that some people could give you is a referral. Ask for the referral and then take it graciously. Because not everyone is deserving of your time. And you certainly don't need to be begging people into the business. Take the referral and say thank you. When you're making a list with someone else, you want them to put everyone they know on the list. But listen, I promise you, if you're an executive director or above, if you've ever hit exec, you know that there are people that say, well, these are all the people I know, and they have like eight names on the list. Eight names on the list. That's all the people they know. Hey, listen, that's when you start going to work. But you got to help them build the list with some intention. And so it sounds something like this. Hey, this is great so far. Who else do you know? And that question right there will make you thousands, if not tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Who else? Who else? Okay, and when they say, I don't really know anybody, then you start asking questions specifically with intention. Who's the most successful person you know? Who's your insurance agent? Do you know any business owners or people who are self-employed? Who's the person that you know that knows the most people, right? You start getting involved with some intention so that you can make sure that they lead you to other people who are going to help you build a large business every single time, right? Who do you know that works in HR? Who do you know that handles payroll for a company, right? Listen, I am not interested in going out and finding groups. That's me. I know we have a lot of people on the call that have made, literally, if you combine them all up, have made tens of millions of dollars doing groups. But I'm not interested in going and finding groups myself, but I am very interested in helping other people on my team to find groups. So I ask those questions. You know, I'm looking for people with spheres of influence. I'm looking for people who have the business mindset. Some people get upset when they lose a prospect to somebody else. Some of you on the call have had people leave your team and go to other teams, and sometimes that happens. Who cares? Listen, you're only as strong as your weakest link. You know,
If someone wants to leave my team and go somewhere else, I'm probably the only person in legal trouble. But I'll sign off on it. I'm like, hey, man, if that's the person that's the weakest link and they go, I'm automatically stronger. If I ran a furniture store and I had a salesman who wasn't making any sales and he was with me for 2 years and never made a sale, and he finally came to me and said, and I didn't even know why he stuck around. And then he came to me and said, you know, I'm gonna give my 2 weeks. I'm going to go work at this furniture store across the way. I'd be like, hey, man, good luck. I appreciate that. Good luck. And if he actually became successful over there, I'd be like, wow, that's amazing. I wish he could have had success here, but I'm glad he's having success. But in Legal Shield, we tend, you know, some people get bent out of shape about weird, stupid things. Listen, you run a business. And every day that you're running this business, you should be thinking to yourself, what do I need to do today to grow your business? To grow my business. And I got to tell you, you got to make a few phone calls, and you got to get the information in front of some people's hands. And you got to do everything that we teach in the 10 core commitments. But you got to do it every day. Take 2 days off every week, right? But, you know, 5 out of 7 days a week, every work day at the very least, right? You got to be doing it every day. Now, here's the deal. The business starts, for everyone on the call who's not yet hit the executive director position, I got news for you. The business starts at executive director. Everything before that is just paid training. The business starts at exec. I don't know that, you know, it's nice that we have permanent positions and different things. You hit senior associate, you're a senior associate for life. You hit manager or director, you got those positions for life. They're yours. That's wonderful, but I don't know any single McDonald's that could stay in business if they never sold hamburgers or they only sold a couple of hamburgers a month. At executive director, you got to do 50 a month between you and your organization. You run a business that's pounding out 50 a month. That's where the business starts. Everything else is paid training. So I know we're running a promotion for senior associate right now, and that's awesome. Okay, don't get me wrong, because if you can make more money during your training period, that's cool, right? But I understand we're running a promotion for senior associate, but I'm telling you, we should have production-oriented goals, not level-oriented goals. I teach my team, listen, we don't set goals for Performance Club. We set goals for at least PC3, right? PC3, Performance Club 3. The first Performance Club is being Performance Club this month. The second Performance Club is qualified for next month, Performance Club this month. The third Performance Club is get somebody new on your team into Performance Club this month. So we set goals for PT3 so that we can have growth. We set goals for Power 20 because now we know that there's production, because Power 20 is going to get you to exec a lot closer to exec a lot faster than just trying to hit levels one at a time. Okay? We're in business together. The purpose of our business is to go out and protect families. Let's get into that mode, and you're going to have some tremendous success. And with that, Mr. Moore, I'll turn the time back over to you, sir.
All right, Mr. Schieber, appreciate you being on. I'm going to go straight to, let's go out to Arizona, and Mr. Gardner, Alex Gardner, Executive Director on our team. Alex, have you got a question or comment for Mr. Schieber tonight?
I do. I just appreciate him sharing with us tonight, and I really enjoyed his segment at the breakout. That was the first time I really got to hear from him a little bit, and he did a great job there. He did a great job tonight. And I guess the biggest question that pops into my mind, and it might be in someone else's, is how in the world have you built a business with 11 kids? Anything that you can share about balancing your business and personal life, and how in the world you're doing that?
Well, you know, there was a training a couple of years ago. Mark Riches and Mike Riches were on stage, and you know, Mark Riches just explained the comp plan to me, and I said, okay, so 11 kids, that's structured for Diamond, I'm good to go. No, I'm just kidding. You know, but the reality is all the credit for that goes to my wife. It really does. She takes care of 11 kids and allows me to do what I need to do, and that's when I was building a part-time, and today, you know, we're in the fortunate position where, you know, I'm a full-time dad and a part-time Legal Shield associate. And I'll tell you real quick, just for everyone on the call, the power of part-time. Like when people ask me, is this all you do? I say, no, actually, I'm a full-time dad. I'm a part-time legal sales associate. I work 10 to 15 hours a week. And that's the truth, you know, because I want to make sure that they understand, like, who, you know, the money I'm making, I really do on a part-time basis. But even when I'm home and helping with the kids and different things, you know, my wife does the lion's share of that, and she's amazing. And, you know, when I got married, I wanted to marry someone who wanted to be at home and be a mom, and she wanted to get married to someone who would make sure that she stayed home and let her be a mom. And so, you know, it lined up that way, and I appreciate the question, though, because it gives me a chance to tell you about my wife, and she's amazing.
Awesome. Thanks.
Now, can you hear me, Damien?
I can.
All right. I apologize. I was talking, but I was on mute. I appreciate you being on tonight. I appreciate your leadership on the team and for stepping up, being on the call each and every week, and the leadership that you do bring. Looking forward to seeing you at our big retreat in Dallas. Know that we're going to be hearing some great things out of you, and just appreciate, again, everything that you've done and the way you've grown throughout the years, and appreciate you being on the team. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Moore. Mr. Moore?
Can you hear me all right, Randy?
Yes, sir.
Want to be sure I didn't mute myself out like my son did. No, I just kidding. But, Damien, you did a tremendous job, as always. We're looking forward to you training at the retreat, along with people like Linda Bowden, Jimmy Parrish, and Harold Pinson, and Tony Barkley, and a lot of others that will be training. We're going to have a great time there. I know you're going to be there. I know Mr. Walker's going to be there. But thank you for being such a great team player and being the man you are, and give your wife a good hello for us. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a great call. Next, Mike Riches was mentioned a while ago. Next week, he will be our guest speaker. So you want to be sure to be that. He'll have a lot of good information. He's a great speaker, a great producer, and we can always learn from some of the very best. Let's do this. Keep on just like we always do, folks. God, family, Legal Shield, thank you so much for being on the call tonight. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.